walking away from the troubles. Indeed, 10 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. I have a short question to ask of you this morning. I'd like to do this in a very quick question, maybe, you know, for 30, 40 minutes on the Hello Port Harcourt show. But before all of that, let's cast our mind to about 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? Yeah, when the CBN said, hey, look, Nigerians, we want to change some of the notes, the higher notes. So from 200, 500, and 1,000 naira, we want to redesign them because apparently a lot of unscrupulous elements use these notes for money laundering, you know, and making things difficult for the generality of Nigerians. As much as nearly 2.something trillion was made mention of, right, has not been in circulation. And then a lot of people last week, remember last week when we came into the studio and I showed you, well, I tried to show you, you know, some of the notes that I started to see. For the first time in nearly months or years, I got to see a lot of new 100 naira notes. Where have they been? It's kind of like they traveled and they just returned. You know, I just got back from abroad kind of thing. Yeah, that's what happened. But anyway, recently, last week, just in case you didn't get it, Yoruba social political organization Afenifere and its northern and eastern counterparts Arewa Consultative Forum and Ohanaeze Ndigbo have backed proposition by former Vice President Atiku Abubakar that the image of former President Olusegun Obasanjo be on one of the naira notes to be newly designed. And it got me thinking, because love him or hate him, loathe him or adore him, he has his critics and he also has his followers, people who would literally tell you that, you know, the best president Nigeria has had since the dawn of democracy in this dispensation has been Olusegun Obasanjo. That's what a lot of people will tell you. Like I said, there are people who will idolize and there are some people who will, you know, as it were, demonize the man, talking about Olusegun Obasanjo. But recently, you know, he helped broker peace, as most or some Nigerian, former Nigerian, you know, heads of state or presidents have done, you know, on the African continent. They do tend to see some credibility in a Nigerian when brokering peace. But you see, my question is not whether Mr. Obasanjo or General Obasanjo is deserved of such an honor, because look at some of the names. Let me quickly bring out some notes from my pockets. Yes, let's look at some of the names on some of the naira notes. I know some of you don't know these ones, but let me help you guys. You know, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe. Oh, yes, you probably know him. Okay, all right, some of you don't. Then we also have Alhaji Aliyu Mayabonu, that's on the 1,000 naira note, and Dr. Clement Isong, pretty good notes. And on the 200 naira notes, you have Alhaji Sir Ahmedu Bello. Yes. Yeah. But one of the popular individuals in Nigeria's history, political history, and indeed its development, has been ridiculed. You know, there's a joke. You know, so you can still use, you know, Azikiwe to buy something. You can still use Ahmadu Bello to buy something. Obviously, Dr. Clement Isong, you know, and Alhaji Aliyu are pretty popular these days. But what exactly has gone wrong, you know, with, you know, Major General, or sorry, General, not just Major General, Murtala Mohammed. He's on the 29 notes. Yeah, you guys have made, you know, Muhammad not look very good right now. I'm talking about General Muhammad, Murtala Mohammed, 20 naira. I think I'll get you a sachet of pure water, right? All right. Anywho, this is my question. What individual, apart from a politician, apart from political figures, what individual do you as a Nigerian think is deserved to be on any of the naira notes? A lot of people have criticized that Nigeria right now doesn't have public figures that they would love to emulate. Yes, we have wealthy businessmen, billionaires, but when you talk about a figure that epitomizes patriotic person, that embodies what it means to be an overall great inspiration, not just financial now. A lot of Nigerians don't seem to know that or know them. So I want to use this opportunity to give you a voice. Please call in. Tell us, do you know somebody, someone whom you think is deserving of such an honor to be on any of the notes in this country? Yes. Apart from the politicians you know, so please don't mention any ex-governor, don't mention any ex-senator, don't mention any current senator, don't mention, you know, any House of Rep. No, we're talking about a figure that you know that you think should be on the Nigerian notes. Apart from Olusegun Obasanjo, a lot of people agree that, yes, he deserves to be on a note. Who would you like to see on a Naira note? Temple is speaking to us from my one. Temple, good morning, please.
A very distinguished judge.
Good morning.
I salute you from this side. Like the names you mentioned, I believe they are all late. Am I right?
Well, most of them are, yes.
Most of them are.
Yes, Tal Muhammad is late.
But I also want to put this straight as far as I'm concerned. The suggestion of article will not change the position of the former president Obasanjo. Then if their faces is a problem, we need to add value to this constant fall of the Naira. Will it change anything at all? Because not all about bringing faces, both beautiful, handsome, and ugly. Will it change anything? Because that is my major problem.
Well, it might not, but it is still a thing of honor. It's a thing of recognition. Every country has that.
Consequential. It remains inconsequential. If we cannot add value to the new Naira notes, my brother, let's make do with what we have.
All right. Thank you very much. Zion is in Jerry. I don't think Temple quite got our question correct. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Zion. If I may say, if Mr. Zion appear in the one of those notes, is he a crime?
I doubt it. I don't think so.
I should be there.
Okay.
I'm a notable Nigerian. Of course, you can't beat that. So they should consider me too.
All right.
Also consider you too.
No, please carry my leg down. No. Carry my leg down, please.
How's the light as it? I think I will want to consider Ganifa Wayemi.
Okay, that's a great name. That is a great
it's
name.
It's one man that history should not forget. Even though in the profession, in the law profession, his works have been used up to date, which is the Nigerian Weekly Law Reports and the rest of it, which are his brainchild. I think Ganifa Wayomi ought to be there. He's a son, a notable Nigeria, a peculiar character who stood for the justice, for the peace, the tranquility. I mean, he fought for the rights of Nigeria, even unto death. What about Professor Dora Akunyili?
What? That's a very good name. That's a very good name.
What about this other lady, Adedefo, who saved millions of Nigerians?
Yes.
And you are calling Obasanjo, calling this, calling that. These are all politicals. I don't want to hear them.
Okay.
These are Nigerians that stood for Nigeria. They sacrificed their lives, their marriages, their finances, their family. As I'm talking to you today, the wife, the orphans of those women that lost their life because of Nigeria, do you think they are happy? Their children, are they happy? I think these are the people we need their faces to be there. So that we can tell our children, look at this woman, you see her face here.
She fought for this.
So that our children can want to be like that. Today, look at the kind of people we have on our currencies and everywhere. Our children want to be like that. See, everywhere now, we are knocking our doors. We are never sleeping with our eyes closed because of a wrong representation. I think this is the best time to rewrite the history of Nigeria.
Thank you very much, Zion. JJ is in Rumigbo. JJ, should we put your face on the new 200 naira notes?
I will not want to apply.
Well, it's okay.
I will not even want to use you like a table to say they should put my face like Obasanjo. But being that as it may, I think Mr. Zion took it away from me. In short, he copied me. There's a libel, like a suit against him very soon.
Mm.
I think I will go with the two ladies. One, Dora. Second, Adedebo. And there is this woman that also led the ABBA women.
Right, okay.
You understand?
Yes.
That woman that was coordinated and was able to do that damage to those guys who were maltreating people.
Mm.
I think was an...
I can quickly check so that we can educate people. Go on, JJ. We're listening to you. Hello? Oh, dear. Monday is on the line. Monday, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, too.
Good morning.
Yeah. Somebody I would like to suggest so that his name can be on our currency note is of Festus Okotiebo.
Okay. Former minister.
Former minister, yes. Of finance in Nigeria during the administration of Tafawa Balewa. Yeah. You know, that man really contributed to Nigeria politics, and also is the founding fathers of our central bank here in Nigeria. So at least, not because he's from the minority, history will just allow his own story to just wipe off like that.
Okay.
At least that you see
his
name.
All right, thank you very much. Now, there's not been any official list that I know of, but, you know, just to get your view, you know, on this matter, since somebody's name such as Obasanjo was thrown into the hat, it's very possible. I would not be surprised if, you know, those notes are already the names and whatever, the pictures, you know, I'll not be surprised. But if it were up to the people, a vote, you know, I know not everybody's wish is going to be granted. That's the way it is, right? So, but yeah, if you could, whose name would you like to see? Whose face?
IYALLA. Iyala.
Iyala, good morning to you.
Yeah, Joe, good morning.
Welcome, Iyala.
Two names I want to mention.
Yeah.
Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. And the midfield maestro, Augustine J.J. Okocha.
Interesting.
When our children come up, they will ask, who are these people? We will say, it is people that work with their feet and their hands that took them to the world stage. So that children will also know that there is dignity in labor and not people who just go and embezzle our public funds and we still idolize them. These are people that history should carry, that with your hands and right thinking cap, posterity can remember you. Just like Chelsea Arsenal match, you see the banner they put up, we will remember them. They are remembering people who have done things for the club. So we should do things to remember Austin J.J. Okocha and Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala.
All right. Thank you very much. Interesting. Okay. Now, I'll read a few comments here before we go on a break. And when we come back, we'll have about another 10 minutes or so to put more meat onto this conversation. Now, this one says, good morning. I think one prominent name, I think this name will resonate in the entire Niger Delta area. This person says, one prominent name is Ken Sero Sarawiwa and King Jaja of Opobo. I don't know. I have to check my history books if we have a picture of King Jaja of Opobo. I have to check my history. But so far, a lot of people have talked about Dora Kunyuli, Esther Adedovo, and now Ken Sarowiwa. My name is Jude. When we come back, whose name, whose face would you like to be see on the new notes?
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Yes, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Just about 25 seconds to half past 10 this morning. Now, before we go on a break, yes, I have another break coming through. The question I asked this morning is this. It's a very simple question, all right, and it's only hypothetical, but it's a view that I'd like to have you share and weigh in to gauge your feelings on important personalities in this country. Now, once again, the question is, apart from anybody political, governor, ex-governor, senator, whatever, you know, who would you like to see on a Nigerian Naira note? Yes, we know the new designs are coming. Who's to say that it's not going to be the same names, or the same faces, the same likenesses, but maybe a different color? Who's to say? You don't know. We really don't know, all right, until we'll find out. But imagine if you could, as well, throw a name into a hat and say, yeah, you would like this person, this person's face or likeness to be put on a Nigerian Naira note. Whose name would you like to have? Now, before I do so, let's quickly run through the current notes as they are right now. On the 5 Naira note, you have on the surface of the 5 Naira note, the likeness of Alhaji Tafawa Balewa. And then on the 10 Naira note, Alvin Ikoku. Then, obviously, I made mention of General Muritala Muhammad on the 20 Naira note. And also Ladi Kwali. A lot of people don't know that. But his Muhammad's face is the one very popular. Muritala Muhammad's face is very popular. On the 50 Naira notes, it's one of the most interesting notes because there are four persons on the front side, a woman and three males. Now, they were allegedly chosen from Nigeria's many ethnic and religious group. Significant in, if you notice, somebody has the turban, someone dressed like a Europe. About somebody's dressed like an Igbo. Very interesting note. Then on the 100 Naira note, Chief Obafemi Awolowo. On the 200 Naira note, I've mentioned it already, Sir Ahmedu Bello. On the 5 Naira note, yes, Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe. On the 1000 Naira note, Alhaji Aliyu Mai Borno and Clement Insong, both of whom were former CBN bankers. Yes. The question now is, who do you think is worthy of mention in the 21st century?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
Sam joins me this morning. Good morning, Sam. Whose face would you like to see on Naira Note?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, we can. Yes.
Yes, I want to suggest General Yakubu Gowon.
Interesting.
Who today is still alive, and he fought to keep Nigeria one, which we are all enjoying today. So his name should be on the current note.
Interesting. Although it's a political suggestion, though. Okonkwo is in Rumbokuta. Good morning, Okonkwo.
Good morning, Brother Jim.
Good morning, please.
Yes, I would like the morally, those who live their lives based on the directives of their consciences, but not on man-made laws. They don't cheat any person. They stand on equity and justice. And one of them is our mother, Ukonji Iwala. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Now, let me continue and read some names that have popped up in the past 5 or 6 minutes. Now, this is amazing. All right? Another person saying, the Ogoni freedom fighter, Ken Saro-Wiwa, right? And he goes on to say, even Chinua Achebe should be mentioned. His name ought to be mentioned. That's from Omobije. Omobije, thank you very much. Okay, all right, this one says, I want the medical doctor that comforted Ebola, that's Esa Dedevo, all right, to come on the Naira Notes. Okay, thank you very much. Say, mind you, she paid the supreme price. All right, has anyone mentioned Dora Akunle? Yes, if you have mentioned Dora Akunle. Okay, now, this is another interesting question. But before that, Mufasa is on NTA Road. Mufasa, good morning to you. Please welcome.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, for me, you see, almost all the names that have been mentioned, you know, they all qualify to be on a Naira Note. But for me, what value will, you know, changing the faces on the note, what value will it add to the, to, you know, to the Naira Note?
Obviously, it's not meant to add anything. I doubt if it will.
So what is wrong with the faces that were there before? Because if you want to now start bringing another new faces to the Naira Note, with the kind of, with the state, with the way people think now in this country, regional, religious, and all of that, you will not be able to arrive at a logical conclusion. So for me, the faces that were there before should be maintained. You can remodel the Naira Note without changing the faces. Look at the dollar bill. For all the faces in the dollar bill are faces of ex-presidents and, you know, their founding fathers.
Yes.
Okay? And they've not changed those faces up to this moment. You know? So let us maintain the faces that were there before. Then we can remodel it, add another form of design so that we can have, perhaps, you know, it will not be as it was, you know, when, you know, we used to use it. But the faces that were there before should be maintained. That's my position on that matter, Jim. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you very much, Mufasa. Yes, obviously, there's a big problem with the value of Naira sliding very dangerously within the past 4 months, from about 350 to 800, in some places 900, I got to hear. The CBN and all the other financial instruments are being thrown in to arrest that free fall. So the faces, the imprints is not going to change the value, no. But it's the... it's the honor that it comes with, because, you know, your notes, your currency is a direct representation of your nation, of who you are, of your heritage. Now, someone mentioned the American bills. Let me quickly get to the names on the American currency. So on the $1 bills, George Washington, most of them are former presidents of America. Thomas Jefferson on the $2 bill. How many of you said $2 bill before? Alexander Hamilton is on the $10 bill. Ulysses Grant is on the $50 bill. And the $5 bill has, you know, Abraham Lincoln. They're the most famous of all of them, so famous that the note is not even called by that name. It's all about the Benjamins. Benjamin Franklin is on the $100 bill, right? Great. Now, who's to say, nothing is set in stone. Who's to say maybe another 50, 80 years, maybe something will happen and say, you know what, let's change somebody's name. Which brings us to a very interesting question on WhatsApp. And this person here says, Jude, good morning. Whose picture will be removed to put that of Obasanjo? Ibezim is asking, whose picture will be removed from the 200, from the 500, from the 1,000 to make room for any of the suggestions that are coming through this morning? So once again, the smart number is 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. That's the smart number, all right? You get there and then you'll be patched through to us via the call screen. So drop your name and they'll pass you through to us here in the studio. All right, Levinus says, I would like to see the faces of Ken Saro-Wiwa, Shehu Shagari, and Abdusalam Abubakar on the new Naira Notes. But what really have these individuals done? Talking about Abdusalam, Ken Saro-Wiwa, I can understand because of the sentiments, but Okay, maybe Abdusalam, because, you know, military head, he, you know, made way for democracy without any drama. No fuss, no foul. Okay. Godwin is in Elelewo. Godwin, good morning, please. Oh, dear. Apologies to you, Godwin. All right, moving on. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at NigeriaInfoPH, at NigeriaInfoPH, at NigeriaInfoPH. That's where you can find us. Now, I'm going to mention a name. I don't know if you will agree with if this person has done well enough in the history, in the annals of history as a Nigerian, to be featured on any notes. Professor Wole Soyinka. Do you think that name deserves to be mentioned? And I want to mention another name many people may not know, but he's from the Kuti family. Former health minister, Bello Ransom Kuti. Maxwell is on the line. Oh, dear. 93, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Chinke Daniel Imoteto Zako. Yes, I think for gender equality, let me call, I've had some other mention her name, that's Okonjo Iweala. Or, well, former information minister, that's a... The lady that died.
Dora Akunyili?
Dora Akunyili.
Okay.
My brother, if I say let... Will they hang me if I say let them use Nandekano? Thank you very much.
Yeah, but why not? It's a name that you identify with. Although he's been held. Benson is in the chair. Good morning, Benson.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Welcome.
I would want you to put
Oh dear. Hello, Benton.
Yes.
Okay, could you repeat that, please?
I said put Major General, let Major General Johnson Aguiyi-Ironsi.
Okay, Aguiyi-Ironsi.
He fought in the Congo War.
Okay. Aguiyi-Ironsi. All right, that's another great name from the annals of history. Okay, all right. Mr. Jude, people are asking of the value of the pictures. My answer is that there's value and honor. When the children of the future generation ask, who is this? Why is the picture there? We tell them the good works and the patriotism of these individuals. Don't you think our children will want to be like them? Uche Nwachukwu, once again, there probably is no greater honor for anybody of any country than to have their name and their likeness embossed on a note. Their currency. Once again, the American bills are usually filled with, yes, the notes now, that is, former presidents. Ulysses Grant on the 50, the very popular $100 note, has Benjamin Franklin. And one of the founding fathers, and maybe it's, is it coincidence or it was intentional? George Washington on the $1 bill. Interesting. More names coming through on WhatsApp. Let's get to read this. Someone says, Jude, let us give it to the former president, Umaru Musa Yar'Adua. Okay. All right. Fantastic. All right. For a more united Nigeria, they should put Dumegu Ojukwu and Yakubu Gowon together in one note. As it is on the current 1,000. There's a lot of history between these two. Right? There's a lot of history with this. It's a very interesting suggestion. Dumego Ojukwu and Yakubu Gowon. Yakubu Gowon is still alive. Those of you who are young enough, you need... This is a very good way for you to find out the history of your country. All right, interesting. So a lot of names being padded about this morning on the show. We have just about 8 minutes before we take a break. But let me get to hear from you once again. 070-0923-0923. That's the smart number. 070-0923-0923. Another fantastic name has just been mentioned. Someone says, what about our sporting stars? What about someone like Mary Onyali? Wow. How many of you know that name? Mary Onyali. How many of you know that name? It's not a bad suggestion. Not a bad suggestion. So all great names. Great names this morning. All right, Kingsley Honora from Ara George says, for me, okay, that's from, I read that one. This one says, good morning. I would suggest that the King Jaja of Opobo should be on the highest note. Comrade Adokie from Eneka, King Jaja of Opobo. Interesting. All right. Now, if we're looking down the annals of history, let me see. I have a name here. I want to get I want to get his full title. Okay, all right. 923, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
OGRA.
Welcome.
Yeah, such as the late Ghani Fayami, like a human rights activist.
That's the person you like, that's the face you like to see on the notes, right?
Yes.
Ghani Fayami, that's not a bad suggestion. Not a bad suggestion. Yes. Let me see. Growing up, one of the persons that, you know, was quite popular, you know, at least I got to hear his name in the 90s when I started to read papers as a younger lad. Dele Giwa. I don't know if that name, you know, is worthy of mention, but yeah, that name just came into my head. Dele Giwa. Now, someone mentioned on WhatsApp the late King Jaja of Opobo, you know, very powerful in his time. And it got me thinking, how about an Oba of the Benin Empire? There have been very many popular Obas from 2 or 3 centuries ago. Overame is one of them. And I'm thinking, what about one of the Obas of Benin? Anyway.
Okay.
Match number 3. Good morning.
Hello.
Bright is on the line. Good morning, Bright.
Yeah, you just took that out of my mouth about Volano.
Oh, wow.
Boy, the British Empire. What about MK Abiola?
Oh, very true. Very true.
The democracy we are enjoying today.
That's
the life of MK Abiola.
Oh, interesting. Very true. How many of you have heard of that name before? Anthony Enauro. Please, once again, if you haven't, great names have been mentioned. I do hope you take a pen and paper and write some of these names down. But yeah, that's a very interesting question. Let me get to share with you. All right. Okay. Asuna says, hi, Jude. Why the male figures only? How about Queen Amina and Fumilayo Kuti's photo? Yeah, what female? Well, we've heard Esther Adadevo being mentioned, Dora Akunle being mentioned. Now, why I find this interesting is this, right? The suggestion was people who are not political, people who embody what it truly means to be patriotic, people who have brought your country a certain level of repute, good repute, not notoriety. People who, when history is being read, there's pride. There will be pride to say, oh, this man, this woman did A, B, C, and D. It looks like Dora Kunle's name is pretty big this morning. Pretty big. Good morning. Wale from Mungbaba says the color of the currency can be changed to a more attractive color and the present images can be refreshed, but don't change, because anything changed will further polarize an already divided country. Nigerian leaders need to be more sensitive to the present situation. Well, there is that too. Let's be honest. There is that as well. Which is why the focus has to be on people who embody what it truly means to be a Nigerian. A name or names that all from every part of this country will go, good person, great man. I like these first two names I've just put up on my screen. The late Rashidi Yekini Chinua Achebe. Literally names, have been mentioned today. Literally names have been mentioned today. Great authors, great writers. Interestingly, nobody has mentioned, apart from me anyway, I just mentioned Wole Soyinka, but Chinua Achebe has been mentioned a few times today. The first time I'm getting to see Rashidi Yekini this morning. Johnson will be my final caller. Welcome, Johnson. Johnson is speaking to us from Artillery. Johnson, welcome, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Very interesting program today with the names of these Nigerian heroes. But this is what I think. I don't think names of anyone that has taken up arms against Nigeria should be mentioned as one of those that should be on the Naira note.
Okay.
Then another thing is that Oba Ovarame of Benin, if there is a Benin currency, Daja of Okobo, all these, kingdom kind of chiefs. But like people who have done some national good, have brought pride to Nigeria, when Nigeria became a nation as one. I think these are people we should look at. And some names I've heard so far are wonderful. Dora Akoye, like you said, the Adadebo woman. I was very happy when I visited Abuja recently and I saw a very prominent street named after her. I was really, really happy. However, I think a name like Obasanjo is worthy of somebody that should be put on that note.
Okay.
That's my view.
All right, Johnson. Thank you very much. And you made some very interesting points there about the national impressions. Thank you very much for making that comment. Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, these are the types of questions and challenges that, the CBN and those who make these kinds of decisions have to go through. They have to anticipate, views, reactions, responses, and things like that. So once again, I don't know. I am not privy. There's no leaked information as to what the new notes are going to be like. But it is just a suggestion, really just a suggestion. And it's interesting to note that some of you know some historical figures that have made Nigerians and Nigerians proud, particularly in the past century. Well, I'd like to thank you as always for being a part of our conversations. My name is Jude.